last week was a great experience of touching and being touched with the celebration of the farewell party. I realized very quickly that it was not about me, but it was about how the relationships of St. Bernard have grown in many different ways. And in that sense, it is really the life of Christ that we express. For some people who came, yes, were my family, but there were also people from other parishes who had been touched by ministry, people who had been a part of different committees here, parish council, finance council, board of education, and different committees, but also people who had been a part of small groups, like for 20 to 30 years, not just for a few times. They heard of all of the challenges that occur in marriage, in family. They were able to be there to listen, to support, to hopefully understand, but if not, walk the journey of life with those with whom they met with monthly, whom they've learned to listen to love, and to support. And so there wasn't this big line up to me. Oh, there were a few people. But they were all gathered in the tables, inside, in the two different tents, all enjoying one another and celebrating their community life with one another. And so we ask the question, how has Jesus touched your life? We hear of the wisdom that says Jesus does not create death. Jesus creates life. God is about life from within, the breath of life, from the talents that we have, the ways in which we can reach out to one another. God touches us when we are greatly in need because of the struggles of our life. Our gospel says that in the little girl and in the woman who hemorrhaged for 12 years. Going to all of the doctors and not having anything financially left. To whom do you go then? But to the Lord, who brought healing in body, in mind, and in soul. She truly rejoiced because of the healing that she received. In parishes, there are many opportunities to touch, to heal, to teach, to give example to. Whether it be the care ministry, as I said before, whether it be through St. Vincent de Paul, whether it be through social justice ministry of our parish committee, whether it be through education, whether it be through mission trip, whether it be through having fun at the Timber Rattler Stadium. We are a community of faith that reaches out to one another and shares life together. Jesus touched the apostles, Peter, James, and John, to say people need to be led spiritually. Yesterday again, I asked the couple who are going to have their children baptized, do you clearly understand what you are undertaking? Of course, I had this sly grin on my face. As I told them before, this is your first child. You have no idea what I am asking of you, but you're going to say yes, you do. And also about being confirmed. saying, I'm going to walk forward consciously with the Lord, about being married, that I'm going to allow this other person in my life, my spouse, to touch me in grace, in community, in love, in forgiveness. Yes, this experience of touching and being touched is also about liturgy. As we greet one another, as we pray together in response to the priest, we have a dialogue in relationship to the handshake of peace. That is not about, hello, how are you, as I say. It is about, let us be one. Let us set aside that which divides us individually as well as a community. Jesus is within us as gift, for we are baptized. The challenge of this community, and I believe of all churches, is to invite, to make more people understand the importance of community and the work that we share with one another in touching the lives and giving Christ to one another. May we truly grow in the ways of Jesus, touching one another with grace and allowing Jesus to grow in us until we come to share in the kingdom of heaven together.